Welcome everybody to the GFB podcast, God, Family, Business. My name is Raul Avila and I am your host, and I hope you enjoy today's show. All right, we're here with Marina, my daughter. She's my middle girl. She's right now, as of this recording, she's 13 years old. You're in eighth grade, right, Marina?
Yes, I am. I'm in eighth grade.
So you're ready for high school or what?
Yeah, I'm ready for high school.
So we're just gonna have a chat, you know, and post this up and let it go down and hit in the family Avila family history. So so this is your first podcast ever, right?
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited.
That's cool. So tell me, what are some of the ideas you have? Because you see, Marina, guys, for those of you that don't know, she's my little creative girl. She's very artistic, very creative. She's a video editor. She has an amazing voice, singer, has a lot of musical talents, and very smart. So Marina, what ideas do you have with this? Like, what do you think we could do with all this?
This is pretty good quality stuff, and I love how it sounds and everything about it. So we can do like more podcasts and just more interviews, but like even you could like record songs with this, and I think it's very cool.
Record songs?
Yeah.
And use the audio for video editing.
Yeah.
So Marina has a YouTube video that she just crossed over 1,000 subscribers just recently. And that was in a matter of what? So you went from what to what?
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, because remember when you started like really honing down and like, I want to make my account monetize. Mm-hmm. Like you want to monetize your account on YouTube. And you need a certain amount of subscribers. You needed 1,000, remember?
Yeah.
So you were on a mission to do 1,000. What are some of the things that you did? Because you went to 1,000 pretty quick. Like in 6 months? How long did it take you when you started trying?
Well, we've had a channel for a while, but like we started like actually working on it and actually like trying in November-ish.
November-ish?
Yeah.
So from November to now, you went from how many subscribers to how many subscribers,
approximately? I would say probably 70 subscribers when we actually like started to
70?
Try. Yeah.
So from 70 subscribers, you went to how many do you have right now?
Right now we have 1,000. Right now we have 1,724.
Dang. So you went from 70 to 1,724 in a matter of 2 months?
Yes.
No way. I thought you started like in June.
Well, actually,
didn't you?
We like, yes, kind of. Well, we got our most of our subscribers in November, December-ish. That was a little off. We did start a little sooner, but it was all this year.
All right, so I have a question for you. Like right now, if we had a cell phone and we were recording each other, we could make it like a video podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how would we do the video and the audio, synchronize them together to do a video with this audio and that video? How would you do that? Like that's one of the things I want to figure out.
Well, if it didn't like just do that by itself, because for a second,
well, you're gonna have to synchronize the audio with my voice.
Yeah,
obviously.
So what I was thinking is we record it, and then what the video we're recording, we mute it and then add this as like a sound or like mm-hmm. the music or like.
Yeah, but how would you synchronize it?
Yeah,
like the voice to my lips.
There would be a keyword at the beginning of the video that we say, and then we like say it slowly so that we sync it with our lips. And then it's actually not hard because we're saying it and we already have the video. Like I've made a whole bunch of videos where we lip sync to songs and I could sync their lips. Like
you could sing the song with the people's lips?
Yeah, no, like as I'm recording the video, I'm playing the sound, so I know exactly, like, you know, like.
So it's not hard for you?
It's not hard.
Okay, so that's one thing that I'm going to need help with, because on the podcast that I started with Pastor Nate, that's what I want to do. I want to start recording video too. Like, pull out his cell phone, pull out my cell phone, and we just have a little tripod that's recording each other. Mm-hmm. And then, so we have two videos and one audio, and then you would have to synchronize them together. Is that going to be an issue or no?
No, because in videos, for like the music videos I do, I record the whole song in one clip. Okay, the song ended, we go somewhere else, record the whole song again, mm-hmm. and then I overlap them, delete some clips.
Wow, okay, so you record the whole song in one video, mm-hmm. and then you change the setting and record the whole song again on a different video, and then you go back and forth on the video to do the ultimate music video.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't need to like record the whole thing. Most of the time I do, but sometimes I don't
record just record like the clips pieces, clips that you need.
Yeah, but it's hard to like play the music and then pause the music and then keep recording. Play the music and pause the music. I found that really hard, and I tried that before, and I don't like it. Yeah,
so it's better if you just record the whole thing.
Because it's the same song. It's the same song that you're playing when you're recording, so it's easier. Yeah, but if you did the podcast with two cameras recording at the same time, you don't have to do it over and over again because it's two cameras.
They're recording at the same time. Mm-hmm. Would I have to start the recording like press record mm-hmm. on both cameras at the same time and this at the same time?
No.
You just synchronize them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to do that.
Okay.
So is that something you're going to charge me? I mean, how much would you charge me for something like that?
Depending on how long the video is and the podcast.
It's going to be like each podcast is going to be at least an hour long, like 45 minutes long minimum.
I think I could, because you don't want any editing in the sound, huh?
No, it's going to be just synchronize it, do an ultimate video, and then cut out whatever I don't want. That would be the best way to cut out.
And that's easier, yeah.
So okay, so how about memory space? Because your phone, are you going to have enough space? Or like, how do I transfer a video into your phone an hour long? AirDrop is not gonna cut it. Like, AirDrop is not gonna do it. It's not gonna be a good way, huh?
If you sent it would be like take forever. I don't know if it's any different on my computer because it's downloads. But I don't know how that works.
We're gonna have to figure that one out, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if we're gonna record two different cell phones on the video, I'm going to have to transfer one video to another. And then these audios, by the way, they're WAV files, which, you know, it turns out that WAV files are the most, like, data heavy. Like, they're the biggest, like, the. So there's MP3, there's WAV files, and then there's 4AU or something like that, 4AM or something like that. That's, like, what Apple uses for us, for the songs. Mm-hmm. And that one actually is the smallest, has the smallest file size and great quality. Then it's MP3, and then it's WAV files. This thing right here records WAV files. Hmm. So
maybe you can pay for a bigger storage on my phone. You know?
So buy you a new phone?
No.
With more storage, or what do you mean?
Like, I'm pretty sure you could buy more storage.
Oh, iCloud storage.
Yeah.
I already did. I had 2 terabytes, which is already a lot. And we keep, like, I keep getting these messages. You're out of storage space. You want to upgrade. And I kept fighting it for like a year. I've been fighting it. Not buying the next storage plan. And guess what I did? Like 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, you bought another one?
2 weeks ago, I bought 6 terabytes. 6 terabytes. So, boom, in your face. You have more storage already.
Like, it's connected to my phone? Like, you bought it
for my... Well, if you're connected to the iCloud family, which we could check in the settings right now, mm-hmm. All your photos and videos should upload into the cloud to save space in your phone.
Because what I also do to save storage is all my memory photos, like anything I'm not editing at the moment, like the trip from like the Bahamas like last year, all of those photos, I love them and I don't want to throw them away, so I transfer them all to my computer and then delete them off my phone. You know, that's what I do. Is that smart? Because I just like I download.
You put them into your Mac.
Yeah.
And then delete them from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you don't have to do that because all the storage, all the phone pictures and videos go to the cloud. I mean, they stay in your phone, but it's like but as soon as you click on it, it goes to the cloud and downloads it into your phone. So it's not in your phone, it's in the cloud, but it's in your phone is just like a thumbnail. And when you click on it, it says you want to watch it. So it downloads it from the cloud. That's how the iCloud works.
Oh, I didn't
videos
know.
Too. So that's why when you click on a video and it goes like it's loading,
mm-hmm.
that means it's downloading from the cloud.
Oh, mm-hmm. Because like
recently, we have nerd conversations with my daughter.
Because like recently, like I go into my photos and I open photos and then automatically it says like iPhone storage full. So like what does that mean? Is this iPhone storage? Is that different?
Yeah, that's iPhone storage is full because you don't have, it's not, then it's probably not connected to the cloud. We need to connect it to the cloud so that you don't, because if we connect it to the cloud, trust me, your iPhone storage will never be full because everything is uploading to the 6 terabytes that I now have.
So I'm not underneath the family
cloud? Maybe not. I would have to, let me see. Give me your phone.
Because, yeah.
So Marina, tell our audience about the star system. Star.
What? Oh.
The star system is a personality test.
Okay, the star system. Okay, so
what does S stand for? Because we're gonna right now say what are you? What is your? Wait a minute, you have ChatGPT on your phone? Oh my god!
I just downloaded. What do you use it for? I don't use it for anything. It's because
you cheat.
No,
like do you use it to cheat in school?
No. Actually, I don't. I just downloaded it, I swear. It's because I had it on my computer, so I'm like, oh, I could have it on my phone. You could delete it. I mean, I don't need it. I downloaded it because I was looking at a YouTube video, and it was cool because they use ChatGPT to, like, they ask it, like, I don't know. It was just something cool, but I actually tried on the app, and it didn't work, so...
Hey, something's wrong with this. Look at this.
What?
It says right here, you have 56 public watch hours
on your YouTube. I think that's for videos, yeah.
But if you go over here, it says 704 watch time.
Which is weird. Oh, I think watch time, or like it's the same thing as hours. I think this one includes shorts. And then the other one is just videos. Do you have a lot of shorts
or what?
We have like a lot of shorts, yeah.
But shorts don't give you like watch hours. You have to figure out a way to get people to watch longer by keeping them like connected.
Because
if they just watch a little bit of your YouTube video, let's say it's a 10-minute video, but they only watch like 2-3 minutes because they lose interest, then you don't get that many hours. You only get 2 minutes from each. But if you get them to watch all 10 minutes and they're like, man, that was so cool. I want to watch it again and again and again, you know, and then they share it. So, man, like Mr. Beast, man, he does such a great job with that.
Yeah.
And you don't need money. Mr. B, how did he start? He started without money.
Yeah. He started without money. And then now, I think all he's doing is spending the money in his videos. And then, like, he could make, like, all of it
back.
Well,
now he could exponentially grow because now he's putting money into the videos, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Sorry to interrupt, because you had ChatGPT settings. Okay, go ahead and explain the star system to our audience.
Okay, the star system is the personality trait. Okay, so S stands for structured, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Which, or do I just go to the next one?
Well, what does it mean? A structured person,
a structured personality
does what?
A structured personality would have like an agenda and like know what they want to do for like the day, you know? Or is that okay? Yeah, they have everything planned and they're structured. So like structured, I don't know if a structured person is like a perfectionist because they have it structured. Is that
a structured person? Is somebody that needs order? Like Ruby, she needs like a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
She needs an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They're clean people. A structured person doesn't like dirtiness. They're like OCD. They have obsessive compulsive disorders. Get it?
Yeah.
So describe more of a structured person. Yeah, you're not in the cloud. Look at that. I just saw that. I need my phone to add you to the cloud. Okay. Okay, keep going.
Okay. A structured person would, I guess, like have a clean room. Mm-hmm. And probably wouldn't struggle with iPhone storage, you know?
Why not?
Because like I myself get just frustrated over iPhone. Like it's saying your iPhone storage is full, and like they would, I don't know, be like super over it, if that makes sense. So they would like just get that done, if that makes sense. You know?
No, that does not make sense. Now you have to explain a little bit more detail.
It's like, like if it just annoys me, like somebody that's like, well, I don't, if we're gonna go over like what letters I am, but
yes, that's exactly where I'm going with that. But let's first share all the star system. So the S is like people know already, like approximately, like más o menos what it is. So the T, what does the T do?
T stands for technical.
Technical.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Technical.
Tell me about technical people.
Okay, a technical person would, wait, that's weird, because wouldn't what? A technical person like want also a schedule? Like they're technical about it? Like, oh wait, we don't have a schedule? Wait, shouldn't I probably make one? You know? Or is that what it is?
A technical person is more like you. Somebody that's kind of like very smart, likes numbers, likes to think, likes technology. A lot of T words, you see that? Loves to learn new things. They want to figure out a new way, you know, a quick way, a shortcut.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Technical person would also, well, yeah, they like learning. They probably like to read.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably,
okay, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Okay, now the A types in the star system.
Okay, the A types in the star system would stand, A in the star system stands for action, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a person that takes action. So a person that takes action is someone who doesn't hesitate to do things, and like, would that probably mean like if you wanted to go skydiving, they'd say yes? Like,
yeah, they say yes to everything. They don't even think about it.
Okay. So, yeah, somebody that...
They're ADDs. Really? Mommy's an A type. They are very like, let's do it, very hyper type, you know?
Wait, would that mean like they agree to everything? Like,
They only agree to things that are fun and that are going to make them money.
Yeah.
And that'll get him to win and compete.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Now let's look at the R's on the star. What is it?
R stands for relationship, right?
Relational. Yeah.
Okay, relational. So a relational person loves to hug, loves to be with people, is a people person, right?
Is a people person. They love people.
They love people. They love to, I guess, just be around people.
Mm-hmm.
Quality time, I guess.
Quality time. They love hugging. Kumbaya. They want everybody to be happy. Everybody to win. You see that?
Yes.
They're super friendly. They're always offering things. They're always offering stuff to eat. They want to take care of you, make you feel good, make you feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are you, Marina?
I think I'm a technical person, obviously. 'Cause like...
I think so too.
And maybe sometimes an A?
Yeah. Yeah, you're very athletic, super competitive. You do have a lot of S in you too, because your room is so neat, so taken care of, so clean. And then you have a little R. I think your R is the last one. Mm-hmm. Huh? What do you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, because... Well, wait, what do you think?
Why? Because you're always fighting with Esmeralda. but, But you don't take it personal, you know, you just like mess around and she messes around and you mess around, and the one that ends up crying at the end is her, maybe because she's young, but I think it's because she's an R. Because she gets hurt.
Yeah.
Because you hurt her emotions.
Or the four love languages. Wait, how much is it? Love languages?
The love languages are five. That's a whole different topic. I mean, we could talk about it if you want, but I think we're good to go. This is good for our first podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah? Any final words you want to say?
I want to say that this was very fun because I've never done anything like this, and I've never heard myself so clear.
So clear. These are great microphones, huh?
These are amazing. I
can't wait to hear how the final product sounds. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's going to be cool. We're going to check it out right now. Mm-hmm. Any final words? What do you think we could do with this? Like, what ideas, now that we're on it, what ideas do you have with this?
Well, I've been thinking about this since Esmeralda obviously doesn't sleep in her own room.
So watch. This is not a cheap setup, right? So this is $200, $200. Oh. So that's already $400. This was $150. So that's what? Mm-hmm. That's $550. These wires were like $20 each, not $10 each. So that's $570. These two, they were kind of expensive because I got them at Guitar Center. Oh. These were $30 each. So how much is that? That's $60 total. So that's 610, 630 with the wires, mm-hmm. 630. And then the SD card to record this audio, that cost me another $30. So 660. And I think that's it. Hey, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's less than $1,000. The headphones were $50.
Yeah, each?
Yeah, each. But I haven't opened the second one because I want to see how good they are. Do you like them?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think
I have to test it out a couple times. Mm-hmm. And then I have 14 days to return them if I don't like them. So if I keep them, then that's $710 plus $5,760.
Yeah, that's good. Like for this whole setup?
For the whole setup, $760.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. That's not bad. I thought I was going to spend like $1,000.
Yeah, you know, it would make a perfect gift. Just saying.
I mean, you're right. It would be a perfect gift for me.
No.
That's why I bought it for myself. Are you referring to you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. No. No, no, no. You could just borrow it. Look. It's super simple to set up. Yeah. You already saw it. Isn't this super simple to set up?
It's super easy. It's like Legos.
And pretty soon I'm gonna learn how to like do an output and just record it into the computer, like guitar. What is it called?
Oh, so that the clear sound
garage
is with the
garage
video?
Band. Yeah, so and the garage band is where I actually turn it in from a WAV file into a 4UV, or I forget the file type, which is really small, and then I upload it into my podcast, Spotify podcast,
so that it like takes less to like load to like when you post it. Is that why you do that? Like you make it like take less space.
It's easier to load because it uploads fast. Like Spotify doesn't allow to upload files for edit larger than 250 megabytes, which is kind of small. Okay. But if I upload the file to GarageBand, I could edit it in GarageBand and then export it as a 4MU. Can't remember. I don't know if that's the exact file type. But once I upload it to Spotify, now, but right there I edit it. I might as well just, export the final copy, and all I have to do is just upload it to Spotify, and boom, then it goes to the web. The episode.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. That's with a little bit of research, anybody could learn this. Like if somebody's hearing this, they're like, oh, I want to learn more. They ask more questions. You know what I did to learn? What everybody does. What is it?
Go on YouTube.
Yeah. But some people, like, they want everything, like, handed to them in a platter. Mm-hmm. They're so lazy, they don't want to even Google YouTube anything, you know?
Yeah.
But
and YouTube's, like, right there.
YouTube is right there. Like, literally what I did is easy and cheap podcast setup.
Yeah.
And then, like, all these videos, I didn't even watch all of them. I watched, like, three of them.
Yeah.
What? Are you yawning on me?
No. What? No, I was breathing in. I was...
I was breathing. That's what yawning means. Breathing in.
Well, anyways, on my ideas. So I was thinking, what if we like turn Esmeralda's room into a whole setup?
Dude, I would so love that.
I know.
I would so love that. It's just that it's her room, you know. What do you think she's gonna say? She's gonna, you know what she's gonna say? She's gonna say, how about we turn your room into a setup?
Yeah, she is. But she doesn't even sleep there. Like, she doesn't even sleep there. Like, it could be like a nice setup to actually record the
yeah.
And like, it could be like a soundproof room with the foams on the walls.
Mm.
And like, it could have like a computer on the, like that, to like edit the sound or just editing videos.
You're giving me an idea, man. Well, in our office, you know how we have a lot of rooms?
Yeah.
That. If one of the small rooms becomes open, I'm going to like not rent it out and use it as a setup and put the foams and everything, turn it into a real podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be so cool.
And then have the mics already set up and not tear them down.
Yeah.
Just put a little blanket on top of them so that, you know, so that it doesn't get dusty. And then just use it for, you know, special audio recording, because content is really important, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to put out content.
Yeah, and then these could be podcasts. But, like, if you want to make the own channel where you just post these, you got to have, like, a nice background. And so, maybe.
Yeah, we're you know, like, that, like the store that we went to, I was getting a lot of ideas. Like, buy this furniture that's there, mm-hmm. and then use it to create this nice
setup.
Yeah. Because they even have like, they have a lot of things there. What was it called?
It was like a yard sale.
Oh, yeah.
Like they resell concierge.
Oh, dang. You're right. It's like, it starts with a con.
Con.
It's a store that what people do is they bring their furniture and they say, hey, sell it for me. And then this store sells it for them at a markup price.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait, like...
like a commission.
More expensive?
Well, yeah, because they got to make a commission out of it. Oh, okay. So you take your furniture and you say, I want $3,000 for this. And then that store says, okay, I will sell it to you for $3,000 and we'll get a commission out of it. Or they might mark it up.
I don't know what it's called. These are all the ones... No, not the ones.
What is it called? Right here.
Collectors? No.
Oh, no. Oh, well. Consignment.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Okay.
Consignment. And that was the first time we ever went to a store like that, that works like that. And there was a lot of people there too.
A lot of people. Yeah, and then I was so surprised. It was hidden.
The workers, they were like kept moving in furniture.
That, yeah. Huh? I was very
like,
surprised.
Wow, people buy and sell, and that's a cool little system that they have right there.
A little, actually, yeah, it was like a mini IKEA. Yeah.
Like a little mini IKEA, but with all this crazy, weird, random furniture and frames, huh?
Yeah.
Different. But you're right, it was like an IKEA because you could go into different rooms and different places,
and it,
hallways,
like,
and the setup was there. All right, Marina, I think we're done. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Good for first podcast and first of many, hopefully.
Yes. And wait, real quick, when you do that at the office, can I help you with that? Because I can, like, help you with that.
Of course.
Because I want to be there for that.
You're going to help me big time.
That'll be so cool.
My next podcast, I'm going to throw videos on it, and I'm going to see if I could add you to the iCloud so that you could help me edit that video.
Yeah.
And audio. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mija, give me five. Love you. Thank you so much for joining me today at my podcast. I'm going to upload it into the one that's called God Family Business.
Okay.
So the podcast that I have, Marina, is it's about God, family, and business. So this one was kind of like family/business.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
All right, let's go. That's a wrap. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you found this information valuable, do me a huge favor and share this with your friends. Until the next one, may God richly bless you.